This is the Best of North Sound 1 podcast.
Hey guys, Grant Thompson here, and thanks for checking out the Best of North Sound 1 podcast online at northsound1.com/listen again. Coming up this week, I have got the Best of North Sound 1 from the last 7 days. All the Cash for Kids gossip with Superhero Day. I'm looking forward to playing that for you. Yaz writes a letter to celebrities in typical Yaz style. You can hear all about that on the podcast this week. And let's kick off with my favourite ever game on Gregsy at Breakfast. It is Songs of Phrase. Basically, little bits of songs that you mishear and you think they say something else, but actually they don't. Songs of Phrase on Gregsy at Breakfast. Here's what happened.
But right now, ladies and gentlemen, I've been looking forward to this all morning. We've got Engelbert, Yaz and myself here with Songs of Phrase. This is commonly misheard lyrics in songs. Engelbert, I almost called him Joe. Engelbert, what have you brought to the mix today?
I have brought Oasis asking somebody if they're going to be at a certain supermarket. The one at Sainsbury's.
That's very good, right? I'll give you my one. This is one of my favourite commonly misheard lyrics, and I hear it all the time whenever I hear this song from Depeche Mode. Listen out for the soldiers burping.
Soldiers burping.
Yaz, what have you got?
I've got Michael Jackson's Smooth Criminal.
Oh,
Annie,
classic.
Are you wonky?
Annie, are you wonky? Those are outrageous as well. You won't get any. He's still in it. It gets worse.
Shall we gather now and sing from our hymn sheets more songs of phrase?
Actually, Engelbert this morning, he came up with a good one, which was, what's your one again?
It's Oasis. Are you going to be the one in Sainsbury's?
That's right, the one at Sainsbury's.
From Wonderwall.
Don't play that one yet.
That's a new one.
You're going to be the one at Sainsbury's. See, that was a good one. Well, somebody's come up with one to rival your supermarket, Engelbert. What is he as?
It's no name on the test, but it's the View, same jeans. Sounds like going to Tesco, not disco.
Go to Tesco in the middle of the town. Can I go
if
to
you say disco.
Tesco in the middle of the town?
I can hear that, yeah.
Right. Hi to Lou Ling, who came up with this one. It's from Will Young. Will Young. Uh-huh. Who's obviously, he's been in Scotland, he's tried the chippy, and he's gonna, was it now, I think I've got a deep fry now, is it? So I say, think I better deep fry now. Think I better deep fry now. Think I better deep fry now. That's a good one, right? But the one that Yaz has been getting particularly excited about this morning, and you'll like this, Engelbert.
Yeah, this is so good. Engelbert, Queen, One Vision, and there is a misheard lyric in the middle of the song. It says, "Look what they've done to Mike Reed."
Now, which Mike Reed do you mentally picture?
I first of all thought of a Saturday Superstore.
That's the same one I thought.
Yeah.
He was an old DJ, used to be in children's television.
Yes.
Not EastEnders Mike Reed.
That's the one I'm thinking of.
I'm going to just play this, and you're going to end yourself with just how ridiculous this line is. It really sounds like, look what they've done to Mike Reed. And he really tears into the vocal as well. That's my favourite.
Thanks to Dave on the text for that one.
That's a great one. Right, we've got a call. Hello, who's this?
Good morning.
Hi there, who's this?
It's Anne.
Where are you calling from, Anne?
I'm in Dice.
In Dice. Right, have you got a Songs of Phrase lyric for us?
I sure do.
Okay, what's the song, first of all?
It's The Kings of Leon.
Which one?
Sex on Fire.
Sex on Fire, right. Now, what is it? Is it your line that you've got here?
No, it's not me. It's my little girl.
Oh, now she's got a wee Songs of Phrase then from Kings of Leon.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Her name's Emily.
Oh, well, we should speak to Emily very quickly. Stick her on.
Okay, here she is.
Oh, hi,
Emily. Hi, Emma. Is it very early in the morning?
Oh.
Yeah. Are you a fan? Are you a fan of the Kings of Leon song? Yeah. And what is it you sing when they sing?
Okay.
Say it properly.
Okay.
Your socks are on fire.
Your socks are on fire.
Your socks. Your socks are on fire. Let's have a listen. Yeah. That's a great line. Emily, are you off to school?
Yeah.
Which school do you go to?
Dice.
Dice. Well, you have a great day. Thanks for talking to us, Emily.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, Mum, she was cute.
Oh.
She's still a wee bit sleepy.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. Go and get your breakfast. Have a lovely day.
That is my favourite bit of Greg's Eat Breakfast ever. Songs of Phrase on North Sound 1. This is the best of North Sound 1 podcast. It's Grant here. Thanks for checking us out at northsound1.com/listen again. It was Cash for Kids Day at North Sound 1 on Friday. Now, we'll have all that on next week's podcast. But during the week, Greg's and Yaz weren't sure what to dress up as. And here's how they decided.
This Friday is a big Cash for Kids Day. Well, it is Cash for Kids Day, but...
it's even bigger because we've got to get dressed up.
Yeah, it's Be a Superhero Day. Mm-hmm. And dress up as your favourite superhero and basically get people to sponsor you, raise money for Cash for Kids. This is all good and well. We're all doing this as well. We're going to be coming around to your schools or your workplaces dressed up as superheroes. But Yaz and I spent so long arguing over what a blooming superhero is that we've... Well, Andy James and Craig on the drive, they've got their outfit sorted out. John Mellis has got his sorted out. Mm-hmm. We've got all the other people around the building. They've all got theirs sorted out. We've left ours so late that there's...
Well, I'm all right, actually. Well, if I fit into any of these costumes, but I'm worrying about you because it's like ladies' costumes that are left. You've got, like, what, Wonder Woman?
Great.
I think they had Supergirl. I think there might be the Super Gran as well up for the taking.
Oh, no. Oh, I can't believe this has happened. I just can't believe this has happened.
Super Gran, though. That'd be good for you. I think that'd be quite good.
What are you saying? Like, you're saying I'm old enough to fit the costume? Is that what you're saying? Do you know that this Friday, right, I've got to pick my youngest, and it's a day before his first birthday, pick him up from nursery at lunchtime, dressed as possibly Wonder Woman or Supergirl. But it gets worse. My mum's coming up for the weekend, and I have to pick her up at the train station just after that, standing at the platform, dressed as Wonder Woman or Supergirl. Oh, man. If you want to get involved in this, get yourself online to northsend1.com. I'm really nervous about this. Northsend1.com. Click on the Cash for Kids.
Oh, I'm going to have to get photographs of you.
No, no cameras allowed. We're banning cameras on Friday.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Neil the Trucker?
It is.
Morning, Neil.
Hey. I'm just listening to you there now. Ken, what you're going to do for Cash for Kids Day and all that on
yes.
Friday. Gregsy, there's only one problem. You'll have to go and get a waxing then.
How do you know I haven't already had one?
Hey, I'm not telling. I'll have to get Mr. Miyagi. Wax on, wax off.
To be honest, you'd need a fair few strips with me, I think you would. I could just go with nothing on and I could go as Chewbacca from Star Wars.
Well,
I am that hairy.
Well, there's a superhero I was thinking of was Cooperman.
Cooperman, you've been watching Russ Abbott again, have you?
Yes.
Yes. I'll go and book my waxing now, will I?
Yes.
All right, have a nice day, pal.
Send yourself.
Hello, good morning.
Hello. I'd pay £20 to the charity to see Gregsy in the Wonder Woman outfit.
In the Wonder Woman outfit.
Oh, brilliant, yes.
Do you remember Wonder Woman's special powers?
I remember she had the gold lasso, but I can't remember what the powers were.
Oh, but the gold lasso, she would throw it around somebody and they would have to tell the truth.
Ah, that's right. That's
so let me just throw my gold lasso around you here now. Do you fancy me dressed as Wonder Woman, my friend?
Ah, no, that'd be telling.
Well, lasso's not working. What's your name, my buddy? What's your name, buddy?
Alan Evans.
Alan Evans. And where are you, Alan?
I'm in the middle of a field, actually, working in at just outside Foggy.
Are you a farmer?
I'm working on a farm, yeah. I'm a farmer, so I'm helping somebody else out.
Okay, and you're going to give us 20 quid if you can see me in drag.
I'll give you 20 quid if I can see pictures of you on Wonder Woman on either the North Side website.
These farmers, yes. You're going to watch out for these farmers, I tell you. Alan, I will hold you to it if we do get a costume like that, all right?
Yes, definitely. I'll keep my eye open on the website, and it'll be forwarded in the post of that.
Oh,
oh dear. Brilliant. Have a great day, my friends.
Right, thanks. And to you lot. Cheers.
Am I really going to be good as Wonder Woman?
Well, you are now. 20 quid is rested
hot,
on this.
Is it hot pants she wears?
I think, well, it was either that or like a really short, like, tennis netball kind of skirt. You know?
Well, it gives an excuse to Google her anyway.
And of course, next week on the podcast, you can hear what happened on Cash for Kids Day here at North Sound 1. This is Grant Thompson with the Best of North Sound 1 podcast. And ever written a letter to a celebrity? Ever? Yaz has. Several times. Here's what happened.
Little feature I want to do here. Let's see if you can guess who has written a letter to someone in The Apprentice. We're not going to reveal who it is, whether it's myself, Yaz, or Joe the News, but what I will ask is I will ask Joe the News to read the letter in your news voice.
This is the letter. Hey, just wanted to wish you luck on The Apprentice. I am a massive fan of the show, and I have to be honest that you're pretty easy on the eye, so I'm going to enjoy it a little more. Asterisk, blushing asterisk. I do a radio show in Scotland, so if you win, you may even be kind enough to do a cheeky wee interview with me. Nothing like abusing your position, eh? Oh, and all the best people are born the 23rd of April.
Oh, gee.
Winking smiley face.
Are they dropping, Greg, this person dropping you? Hints about their birthday again, are they?
This person did get a reply.
Right, well, keep the response.
Do you want to know who it's to?
Oh, yeah, who's it to?
It's from Nick from The Apprentice. Now, not old Nick. Who did the North Sound Business Dinner last year. And that's how he's called, Old Nick?
Yeah, Old Nick.
You know what I mean. He looks like Alfred the Butler from Batman. It's not him, it's Nick, who is one of the team leaders on The Apprentice.
Right, so if you've been watching The Apprentice, it's back on tonight. So watch it tonight, you'll know who Nick is. I'm pretty sure you've guessed who wrote the letter. It's not Joe the News. No.
Oh, are we giving that away?
Yeah, it's
I
not
me. Kept that going.
We could have kept that going. Yaz, you've got something to answer to here.
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
How many celebrities have you written to in your life? How many?
Maybe about 20 or something.
20?
It's not right. It's not right, is it? Thing is, Joe, the thing is apparently half of all women have written to a celebrity at some point in their life.
See, I'm normal.
Yes, well, you weren't hiding in Simon. And you weren't hiding in Simon Cowell's cupboard at all last week, were you?
That wasn't me. I was too busy writing that email.
Well, Joe, later on, can you read out the response that Yaz got?
Yes.
Because she got a response. But what we want to know this morning, Northeast Scotland, have you ever written to a celebrity? Who was it? What was the letter about? And did they respond? What did they say? I want to know all about it on the phone this morning. 01224 400 969 or drop us a text. Send it to 61025. Start your message with the word North. My favourite quote of the day so far is Yaz saying, "So I am normal, aren't I?" Right. What we've asked you this morning is, have you ever written to a celebrity? Who were they? Did they write back? And all that nonsense. I've got to play this bit of music first of all. Many a person has written to Nolan, Jim will fix it. If he's not getting back to you, there's a reason for that.
I'm going to stamp on it.
Sorry.
Yeah, I wasn't a stamp on it.
By the way, the price is going to go off on a tangent. 60 pence now for a stamp.
60 pence for a stamp? I think that's reasonable.
It's just gone. It's like gone up from like 30-odd p to 60p.
Just email.
I know!
Exactly, that's it. That's anyway,
right.
That.
Before I go off on a tangent and a rant, this one here from Joanne says, "When I was six, I wrote to Jim'll Fix It to ask how they got the cream into cream eggs. I never heard back." Now, Joe, you're the knowledge on everything.
Yeah, well...
Do you know the answer to this?
Confectionally less so. But there's a little hole in a cream egg, isn't there, at the bottom?
Yeah, there is.
A little hole. Mm-hmm. I think they must have a needle with the yolk. Now, I think what they must do is put the white in first... and then get a longer needle and go in with the yellow stuff to make the yolk right
How
in the middle.
Time consuming.
It's not that time consuming because they've got a factory to do it at, which keeps. It's not just one person with a pin and two big vats of yellow and white gloop.
It could be, maybe that's why they only come out for a couple of months, because they can only make a certain amount of them. Because
it takes a week to make one key egg.
Right, well, I'm glad we cleared that one up. I've been looking forward to this, right? Earlier in the show, we revealed that it was Yaz who had written a letter to a celebrity very recently. That celebrity is...
Nick. I don't know his second name. I can't pronounce his second name.
His second name is Nick Holzher.
That's the one. That's the one. He was Nick the Holzer. Project manager on The Apprentice last week.
Right, so he's going to be on The Apprentice again tonight.
Yes, he is.
And so you wrote a letter to him basically saying you thought he was fit and you wanted to speak to him.
Yeah, pretty
much. Your internet stalked him first, presumably, because this is
his personal
email.
Well, yeah, so he's got his own website.
Right.
So it's quite handy.
Hold on, this gets even more sinister. So hold on, you stalked him properly on Facebook?
I just Googled his name and then I thought, oh, he's got his own website. I'll send him a cheeky little email, which
That's
I did.
That's how it starts. Okay, do you want to hear his reply?
Oh, yes.
Dear Yasmin, stay away from me. No, he doesn't say that. Hi, Yasmin. Hi, Yasmin. Thanks for getting in touch and all your nice comments. Smiley face. I'd be more than happy to do an interview. Unfortunately, I'm bound by contracts not to do any interviews until I am hired, stroke, fired.
Ooh.
So it will need to be then. Do get in contact with me when I'm hired, stroke, fired for an interview. Enjoy the show.
Oh,
that sounds like he's made it or not.
No, I don't think that was really from him.
I think that's definitely from him.
Do you think?
Oh, yeah,
he's got a smiley face on and everything.
Yeah. And he would know at this stage in his life whether he's been hired or fired. You're kind of hoping tonight he's fired now, are you?
Yeah.
Only so you can fire in yourself.